This is Twit.
Are you in New York today, or are you in Eindhoven?
Today I'm in New York. Yeah, you can see that on the background. It's very sunny.
Right, yep. Of course, you started in Eindhoven, a student there. And was this a hobby, the player, when you first wrote it? Tell me how a JW player came about.
Yeah. It was a bit of a side gig. I was doing design school, and I was building websites for customers on the site. And in both areas, I wanted to embed video. And back in the days, you had the tools like QuickTime and RealPlayer. You had to install them. They came with toolbars and banners. It was very complicated. And I decided to, let's build a very simple thing to put the video on the web page itself. And that turned out to be a very good idea.
Yeah, good thinking. What year was that?
It was probably in 03 or 04.
Okay.
Far away.
So, long before YouTube came along or anything like that. Yeah, it was the world of RealPlayer, QuickTime, as you said. Yuck. You didn't have a whole lot of choices. Now, the Design Academy, was that, because that was, it's for art and architecture, right? Were they doing web design at that time? Is that why you went there?
Yeah, indeed. They had a back then not so massive, but currently very, very big media component.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So audio, video, web. Yeah.
Were you interested in video, or was that just a side thing?
I liked it. Yeah. I was very interested in web and motion and video. I had another side gig before that as an operator in a movie cinema, really cutting the tape and putting that in a projector. That was also a very, very fun job.
Yeah. One of those big projectors, and they have the big spools of 35 millimeter film and all that.
Yeah, nowadays you press a button.
Yeah, now it's digital.
Back in the days, it was a lot of work to just get one movie going.
Oh, yeah. And then you had multiple projectors because a single reel wasn't the whole movie. Most movies were on multiple reels, right?
Yeah. You had to flip it about and, multiple cinemas, run around, make sure everybody got their movie starting at the right time. It was a very fun job.
Oh, I bet it was. And you get to see all the movies. Or you don't, because you only can see a little bit of it. Then you have to go to the next room, right?
Yeah, that's the problem is you always see the spoiler part 50 times. And then
never see the setup, just the end. So was that the days when at the leader of it, they would have that image of the woman sometimes at the beginning of the leader film of the film? Didn't they used to do that for color correction, I think?
Yeah. Luckily, we didn't have to do too much of that anymore. But just the whole analog part of it is a world apart from where we are now.
Really, really an amazing, amazing thing. And all within a short lifetime. You're a young guy. I mean, it really has changed dramatically. So you made it for clients, you put it on the website. How hard was that? What were the video formats back then? We didn't have MPEG-4 yet.
No. It was relatively. It was just about that time when the video went from really post-amp format to the size of, hey, I can really see what's going on here, and I can get a little bit of detail.
Right.
The formats were definitely not what we're used to today, but it was just like, VCR, I would say, the initial YouTube videos.
Yeah. So there was WMV, the Windows Movie Player, and then within that, the codecs were like Cinepak and stuff like just crappy codecs. QuickTime, which is .mov, but again, that's just a wrapper around. I don't know, was Apple's using Cinepak too early on, I think, weren't they?
Yeah. Cinepak, Sorensen codecs, and then the Flash. Huh? They had the On2 codecs, the company that later got bought by Google.
Right. So that's a fascinating story. I mean, Flash at the time was welcomed because we had this mess of a scenario. Was JW Player at first written in Flash?
Yeah. Yeah, 100% Flash. Flash was really the technology kickstarted it all.
Yeah, that saved us because we didn't have to use a proprietary. You didn't have to use the QuickTime player or the RealPlayer. You could use a third-party Flash player, and it would play almost anything you threw at it.
Yeah, and it would play in the page, and I think that was a big thing right there and then.
Right, it was an embed in the page. How hard was this for you? Had you coded before, or...?
I'd had done some coding, and then it was just a matter of just trying out things, learning, you know, more and more and more, reading blog posts. So the coding part was it was just an evolution, and you know, not too hard, just adding things and adding things.
Wait, Flash had its own language. Did you write it in the Flash language?
Yeah.
Was that Lingo? What was it? I can't remember what it was called.
ActionScript.
ActionScript, yeah.
Luckily, it's very, you know, it's kind of like a mashup between Java and JavaScript. So it was not, that was not too hard to follow.
Oh, that's good. So your clients say, oh, this is great. Thanks, Jeroen. Here's your 400 guilders. And then
15 at the time. Yeah.
It was nothing. So when did it start to take off? I mean, when did you know that, well, this might be more than just a web design job for me?
You know, first you get 10 downloads, 100 downloads, 1,000 downloads, then I thought, you know, it's going to, you know, I was very commercially oriented, so I had a great idea to charge €15 for it. And then you got these obscure companies, like a company called YouTube, used to the player, paid €15.
This is before Google bought them. Chen and company were just saying, oh, this would be fun to have a video site. And so they came to you and they said, we want to use JW Player. Did you have any idea? Or YouTube at that time, nobody, was just a thing. It wasn't a big thing.
No, they were just getting started.
Yeah.
They had, like, you know, their friends uploaded some videos. They were just getting started. Yeah.
So wait a minute. They paid you €15. Did you ever get any more money out of them?
No. So
that's it?
Yeah, it turned out that my talents were more on the technical side than on the commercial side.
They bought it once, took the code, and ran. Mm-hmm. And when Google comes along and gives them $3.2 billion, not a penny goes to Jeroen Viren.
0.1%. you know, that would have been nice. Yeah. I hear that a lot.
That's life, right? These things happen. What are you going to do, right?